drawing room over here.
Are you on the list? Oh, doesn't matter. Come on in. Here, have one of these. Now, what you might be wondering, what is a collective noun for a group of dancers? Let's not keep seeing the same hands. Come on. How about a flight? A troop. Actually, a troop sounds fairly obvious. That's probably right. Whatever it is a word that will be deployed quite a bit in Melbourne at the moment. Dancers have gathered from, well, from everywhere, all over this country, all around the world. Why? Well, Melbourne is staging the Australian Youth Dance Festival. It's running all this week, and it has an artistic director, and that woman is Alice Lee Holland. Alice,
hello.
Welcome. Now, we have others too, I said, all around the world, and Mette Overgaard is from Denmark. She's artistic director of the Danish dance company Dance Brewery, but it sounds better when you say it.
Yes, Mette. It's called Dansebryggeriet.
See? I did not lie. Aparna Nagesh is with us as well, director of High Kicks, which is a women's dance ensemble from Chennai, India. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, here we all are. You're all standing. You're not dancing. I'm at one level disappointed and another reassured. Alice,
yes.
Australia's youth dancers, who are we talking about there? What's an age range for us?
Who are we talking about? Well, youth dance is really about young dancers aged 14 to 25 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we like to break the rules. So we've got a couple of dancers who are as young as 12, but I think 25 is probably about the limit.
And what do we mean when we say dance?
Well, how long have you got? Really what the festival is focused on is contemporary dance practice and process. And that doesn't limit us to just the style of contemporary dance. That's really referring to the approach, which is contemporary. So the dancers will do African dance, they do jazz, they do funk, they do improvisation, they do dance theatre, they do all kinds of things. But the focus of the festival is on freedom and rebellion and putting the future of the art form in their hands.
And you say do, so it's not just people sitting around talking about dance. It's
oh no, absolutely not, absolutely not. We started the morning with an improvisation for 150 young dancers in the space, which was pretty incredible, and they've been dancing ever since then.
Aparna, in Chennai, an ensemble of young women dancing, that's a theatrical gesture, but it's a bit of a political and a social gesture as well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Especially the kind of work that we do, it's not classical Indian dance, nor is it the commercial, you know, the street and the hip-hop, which are the two streams that are really popular there right now. It is political, it is social, in that we're breaking a lot of social stigmas. We're trying to convince parents that marriage doesn't have to be the end goal, irrespective of education, economic status. Ultimately, somehow, when it comes to women, it always seems that marriage seems to be the end goal. So that's something we're really breaking.
Here's a group of young women gathered together, talking, working, dancing, but engaged in something which is totally different to what might be socially expected. And what have you brought to this festival?
For the festival, I'm teaching a workshop, presenting about my company, sitting on a panel discussion on Wednesday about why youth dance. And it's interesting to just have these conversations.
That idea exchange, Alice, must be a very, you know, important and empowering thing as well.
Absolutely. So the theme of the festival is revolutions per minute. And that's about two things. One is about the global aspect of the festival and the fact that we've got, you know, representation from so many countries around the world and bringing them together as young people to work, but also for us to meet and exchange ideas. And the second aspect of the theme is about the rate of change that we're in at the moment in the world and the role of the young person in taking charge of the way they want their world to be.
So what does dance say about that?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and I imagine it's everybody's question because it seems so unlikely. But the contemporary dance practice and process remains pretty revolutionary. The way that these young people work together is explorative. They improvise. They don't know what they're doing necessarily, but it's a process committed to exploration and discovery. And now that makes it sound quite wafty, but actually it's also very grounded. It's much about sweat and breath and human contact and connection. But a lot of the themes of the work that the companies are presenting at our performances on Wednesday and Thursday night from around the world are socially and politically conscious. The young people have investigated ideas like climate change in the studio and then explored them physically. So their understanding of these issues is deeply human.
And Meta, the piece that you've brought, I mean, does that have political context? Tell us about
it
that, where
does,
that draws from.
In a way. So actually it implores from the Me Too movement and about how touch can overcome some, like become much more. But it's also about how we sometimes, then everybody starts talking about Me Too and maybe you don't even have like an experience with it. So it's also about how one movement leads to another movement and can take over and how we kind of layer things. So when we hear the talk and see it with something else, then suddenly it has a new meaning.
It's a really interesting process to take a form like dance and an idea of that sort of seriousness. And there you have an idea, you have a group of young people, you have a way in which you want to express that. But I suspect the process of achieving that is something that most of us on the outside of the dance world really can't guess at.
Yes, and I think it's really interesting because a lot of people, when they see the piece, it's not about that anymore. Like, this is where it started. But now it is about the youth. It's about how they meet and how they touch and when they find the equilibrium, a static equilibrium that then breaks and comes together again. So it becomes more about their story rather than what I came with from the beginning.
It's a really interesting point, is that sometimes when you look at what we're talking about as youth dance, you won't see the depth of investigation that has happened. Mm. And I like to say you've missed the best bit, actually. I mean, please still come along to the performances this week, but there's something really special about
the top of a long line.
About the process, the tip of the iceberg. But what we have done is we've recorded little interviews with a representative from each company about their involvement in creating the work so that we could reveal a little bit about that process in between watching those really beautiful works.
To kind of just add to that whole thing about process, I also think, like you said, you specifically said something about people on the outside kind of understanding that. I think the whole process is a journey of self-reflection. At some point, even if it's a larger issue and it's maybe not directly affecting the young person who's investigating it, it becomes personal. The personal is political. The political is personal. And then it kind of, I think, when the audience is watching, the idea is to for them to connect to it from a personal level and then take action or have a conversation. That's the whole point.
So take us to those young women in Chennai. And I mean, in that process and the time that they spend working on those ideas and that form of expression, that must be transformative.
Absolutely.
For them in their lives outside of the
Absolutely.
Dance.
So it's not just about dancing. It's about handling people. It's about conflict resolution. It's about dealing with crises. It's about managing your time. It's about professionalism. Yeah. It's all of these things and more. And which is why I say dance is never just about just dance. It's like it's a whole bunch of other things as well, especially in the context of contemporary practice. You know, it's about engaging with the world around you in a manner that's has so much more depth than just saying, I get up, I go to work, I go study, I come back. But it's a lot more than that.
And I'm wondering, Alice, why it is that dance does that particularly well as a form of thing that, I mean, obviously it's collective, so it's not an individual sort of creative enterprise, and that's an important thing.
I reckon there's two things that I can think of right away. One is there's very few words. Mm-hmm. So it takes away things that seem to be clear to us. And I would also say that words aren't as clear as we think they are. I think they mean different things to different people. So taking those away puts us immediately in a place that is really interesting and vital. And also, you know, it's shifting. It's not a real grounded, solid, concrete place. And actually, I don't think those places really exist in life anyway.
I was going to say, compared to words, surely the body is far more enigmatic. But you're saying that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, the other thing is that you can't fake it with the body.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, you really
you can't fake it. You can lie with words, but you can't fake it with the body.
You can't. And for those young people to be to be digging in and experiencing and sharing that is powerful.
Australian Youth Dance Festival is the thing we're talking about. It's on. It's running in Melbourne all this week. Alice Lee Holland is the artistic director. Mette Overgaard is from Denmark. She runs a brewery in her part time. No, she has a company called Dance Brewery, but that's not quite how it's said, but I'm trying. Aparna Nagesh is director of High Kicks, a women's dance ensemble in Chennai, India. We're all in the drawing room. We talk, Aparna, about the removal of language and encountering sort of political conversation with the honesty of the body and with movement. And yet, though, our bodies are very, very politically contested spaces as well.
Yep.
This is not just a blank slate. The body comes with all sorts of preconceptions and political loadings.
It's interesting because I feel like we're constantly moving from the womb, right? Which is why babies are comfortable with swimming, because you're constantly floating, you're moving. And if you see babies before there's any kind of conditioning or socialization imposed on them, a lot of our movement evolves from toddler movement or primate movement, which is, it's easy to see that actually the body naturally knows it, but you're kind of, like you said, all of these things kind of settle in, and then it's so hard to like work at breaking away those, I feel conscious, is my top long enough, or am I looking funny doing this movement, or, you know, am I embarrassing myself? So yeah, it's hard to break all of those things, but I think once they get into the space of creating work where they're saying, I want to be heard, maybe I'm not speaking, but I'm screaming with my body and I want to be heard. And when you give them that freedom of being able to do that, they become like much truer versions of themselves. And I think that's important.
Which is interesting, Alice, because I mean, so much, and I'm thinking here of like, you know, classical ballet as being a place in which people readily associate a very restrictive sort of body language and very restrictive body type, and that the politics of the body are very in that context.
100%. I was just thinking that as Aparna was talking, we were talking today, you know, there's so many experiences for young people in dance, and you know, most of them are young women, and the two major areas that they go into are classical ballet, which is about being perfect and elegant and silent and weightless and the same as the person next to you, or they go into, you know, our Western version of jazz dance, which is mostly about being sexy, and you know, presenting yourself for people's entertainment. And I think that both of those things, they're valid dance experiences, but for me, I want young women to experience something that allows them to feel free and empowered, and encouraged to take up space and to be an individual and say what they have to say.
I'm guessing we can have a look at some of this if we're passing.
Yeah, that's right. So yes, so the festival's on all week, and the dancers are busy experimenting with all kinds of different workshops every day. But on Wednesday and Thursday evening, we have public performances at the Meat Market in North Melbourne. So their Revolutions Per Minute is the title of the work.
Thank you so much, all three, and every great joy and success in this festival. You want to go and see it? You will. It's the Australian Youth Dance Festival. Its artistic director is Alice Lee Holland. You also heard the artistic director of Dance Brewery. I want to hear you say it one more time, Mette, please.
Dance Brewery.
Thank you. Mette Overgaard and Aparna Nagesh is the founder and director of High Kicks in Chennai, India. That is it for the drawing room this evening.